How are you doing?
Hello.
What's up?
Nothing.
So, you called early this morning.
You said it's important.
Yeah, it is. So, this is the thing. You know, tomorrow we're going to do Nani's birthday. You saw the
list. Canceling her birthday?
No, listen. Just listen. Tonight, we were going to do Nani's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, you want to do it tonight?
Listen, just listen. I don't know for sure, but we saw her last night, and
oh, you saw her last night.
Will you let me finish? Or I'm gonna hang up. If you can't let me finish as I'm speaking, you have to understand something.
You're speaking.
If you're gonna do this, I'm hanging up. When you want to really find out, it's gonna affect you. So, are you ready to listen or not?
Yeah. So you're going to the bathroom? You're going to Hamptons instead?
No, I'm not going to the Hamptons. You're not listening. See, this is what I mean. You're not listening till I'm finished. So he's asking if she switches the party to Saturday, do you think we would be able to go? I feel badly because I don't want to miss his party either. So I said, well, what time's your party? And she says, well, 2. So we were thinking we'd go there just at 2. Maybe leave early and then see Nani, like, maybe at night. And then I can always see Nani Sunday, and I can make today, like, a long day. So is there any way you want to do it on Sunday, or you want to do it today?
What day would...
Because we'll take her out to dinner tonight, you know what I mean? And then if you want to come over her house...
Oh, my God.
She
doesn't even want me to do that.
Yeah. So, if you want to do it today, because we are definitely going over to see her, like, early to put her hearing aids in, and then we're probably going to come back later to show her how to take them out again.
Why do you...
You see, because she doesn't... They're charging it.
You have to go twice?
Yeah.
Really? Well, wouldn't it make sense to do it and then take her out to dinner and then take it out after dinner?
That's true. Alex said it would make sense to do it and then take her out to dinner tonight. So, that's true. Rather than going back to the one. Yeah. So, well, either way, it's going to be either today or on Sunday. Why don't you just do it Sunday? Either way.
Yeah.
So,
Joe said, why don't you just do it Sunday?
Only if Brooke switches it. If Brooke doesn't switch it, then we're going to keep everything the same.
What? How will I know?
I don't know when Brooke tells me, but I have to see Nani today anyway.
You see her so much.
Yeah. Well, I do anyway.
Not that much, though. That's a lot.
So, it's either Nani's going to be today or Sunday if Brooke switches the party. If she's not going to switch the party, Nani's going to be today for us anyway, but I don't know how long, and it's Saturday. It depends if Brooke switches the party, and Nani's pretty flexible. And honestly, I can't even say it to her now because she won't even hear me and understand.
Oh my God, she will not. Yeah.
So,
thanks for letting me know.
So, I don't know how that works out with you, but...
Not much.
Are you flexible?
Well, am I going anywhere today, either way? Probably not, right?
Well, you don't have to do anything today.
Yeah.
We're going to probably do her either.
Well.
Today, so we will have to do her either Saturday or Sunday or maybe Saturday night. You know, we may do that. But it's going to be rough. It's going to be maybe too late to take her to dinner.
Maybe.
So, maybe we'll just do Sunday with her. Now, I kind of want to save her birthday, so maybe I'll bring over a cake tomorrow night.
Oh, that's nice.
I may do that. I may bring over a cake. So, I mean, the thing is this. It's not even birthday weekend. If you want to join, come and see her, spend some time with her. You know, either way. You know what I'm saying? And then next week, we're going to the Hamptons. So, I'm going to take her anyway, hopefully. Thursday or Friday.
So should I go next weekend instead of this weekend? Like, which...
It's up to you.
And maybe I should just go next weekend instead.
Dad, you have to understand something that's providing non-incomes. You know,
So you're saying she probably won't come.
I don't know. She's not giving me a straight answer, actually.
Alright, so maybe I won't do next weekend. Well, I wasn't going to do this. What are the chances that you think she'll cancel next week?
I don't know. She didn't agree to go. She didn't agree to go. That's the thing.
Oh, she didn't.
But she probably will because it's going to be a lot of days.
It's tough.
Yeah. So I called Amazon and they're giving me my money back. And I told them about the bugs and they sent me an email right
Good.
Away. Sorry.
Yeah, it's so gross and weird.
Yeah. Alright, so think about it and I'll let you know when I hear from work, okay?
Yeah. Thanks.
Anything else?
No.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
What's the matter? You don't sound it.
What?
What?
No, some Spanish guy was a dick online. It's okay.
What happened?
It wasn't anything. He just like got my hopes up for something that it was like a rare thing like I could have had, but he was lying.
You gotta be careful.
Yeah,
I
know.
Get involved with that. That's really crazy.
Yeah.
Get involved. I mean, you have to have better judgment. You don't know anything about these people.
I know.
Why, did you give him money?
No. I did not.
Did you give him money?
No. Mm-hmm. I didn't.
All right, well listen, let me get going because I'm going to kind of get ready to go over there now. And I have to pick up my drugs from her also. So,
Lord.
I'm going to pick up my drugs, I'm going to get ready. Drugs, go over there, get started with the hearing aid, and maybe I'll spend some time with her today. Okay?
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay, love you.
Right.
Bye.
Bye. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, dear.
Hi, Paula.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Who is this?
The Night Stalker.
Oh, Stuart?
Yeah.
Who
It's Paul.
Who? Alex?
Yeah. Hi.
Oh, how are you?
Hi. Hello?
Hey, what's up, bro?
Hey, buddy. Love.
I can't talk, sweetheart. My father's sick.
How you doing? How you doing? Oh, I won. Wow.
Yeah, what?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
I'm good, but where are you right now?
Home with my free friend, bro. How about
Wait.
You? Well, it's a Tonson. I'm a sissy. I'm a sissy, bro. Hey, but how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, dear. I love you so much.
I love you too.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I can't talk. I love you. I can't talk, baby.
Baby. Oh, baby.
Okay, sweetheart.
All right, baby.
All right, bye-bye, dear.
Wait.
What?
David wants to say hi. David wants to say, yo.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Don't give me that voice, Alex. I don't want to talk.
Hey.
I'm not feeling good.
How you been?
Okay.
Hey, Shawty. Shawty wants a ride, huh?
Hold on.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah,
Oh my god, just for future reference, the sellers have 24 hours to respond. For future purchases, you may just want to email the seller first before you put an offer. Negotiate in the front end and not the back end. Just some advice from someone who's been doing this for 20 years. Wow. Have done. That is news for me who lost my job and could have used the other $30 or so. Oh shit. Also, thanks for letting me know. Going away next Friday. Could you have out by tomorrow, end of day? Person armed with a bat fighting after crash. Thanks again. God bless you. Sasha. Wow. Glorious. What, dear? My love? Whoa! Oh my god! My love? Hi, love. My pleasure. Whacking off. I said I'm slacking off. Yanking around. Nah. Big booty, all I wanted on my birthday, yeah. I cannot go crying now. She is so darn hard, darn damn. Oh, pretty beach, my place. You are nice to meet most mates.
Welcome to beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. This is actually where I grew up, just across that water. And I remember when I was a teenager here, I wanted to be a filmmaker. And so what did I do? Well, I found a film director with a strange name who lived in Vancouver. I saw her on the cover of this magazine, and then I just looked up her number in the phone book, in the white pages, because that's how you did.
What?
I'm in the show. I gotta get cleaned up, washed, and dressed.
Why?
Goodbye, Alex. I'll talk to you later in the day. Okay?
I love you.
I love you too. But I got things to do in the evening.
Honey?
Thank you for calling.
Money, honey.
Okay?
Oh, dear.
I'll talk to you later in the day. I'm busy now, okay?
You're whacking them all?
I have to get dressed.
Spanking yanks.
I'll talk to you later. You want me to talk to you tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll talk to you tonight.
Good.
Okay?
Trump?
What do you have so early?
You like Trump?
What?
You like Trump?
You're not coming here, are you?
I am.
Nobody's here. Mommy's out for the day.
I want to be all alone to myself with you.
I'm okay. I may go with the girls.
May I come?
Some neighbors or something. I don't know.
Am I joining you?
No.
No one.
Okay. Come when mommy's home.
I'll come right there for you.
What? I have no party.
What?
I have no party.
Another day.
Don't worry. I'll see you. You don't have to come today. They say it's going to rain hard tomorrow.
Very hard.
But don't bother. You come when you can come. But I don't know if it's raining, we can't do nothing.
Today I woke up at 4 o'clock.
You're going to come at 4?
I woke up today at 4 o'clock.
You're gonna sleep at mom?
I'm showing up to your place tonight at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. You're coming with the car?
4 o'clock, yeah. 4 o'clock.
You don't have to come today. It's alright, it's gonna rain tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you have to go home tonight?
Yeah.
You come at 4 and you gotta go at night?
And I leave at 6.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm going home at 6 o'clock.
You're coming at 4 and you're going home at 6?
Yeah.
No, don't come today at all. You come another day with Harrison.
Harrison?
Okay?
My brother?
That'll be better.
My brother.
And back in the year 2000, and I gave her a call, and she said she was on the other line, but she'd call me back. And strangely enough, she did call me back, and it was amazing.
What?
I got to chat to her about filmmaking.
Okay.
My dear, one thing for you.
What?
I'm going to sing a song. Say it's your birthday! Da na 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 na.
Alex, what is it you want?
Why?
I have to get dressed, dear.
What, dear?
I got up late. I'm going to take a shower. I'll talk to you later, okay?
I just got them bath packs and broody damn love you.
What?
I down earth and grade down deuterius and mucklin nux and toxic spelly spines ran prince of prance and prunce on view.
What are you talking about? I can't understand.
I guess what I really wanted was for someone else to be able to provide me with an opportunity to get on set, to get some experience in that industry and show me what it's like. I just want to know, and it's so hard when you're on the outside to figure out how to break in. You just want to reach out to someone who knows and say, help me with this.
Oh, I love you.
I have to
get dressed. Oh, I love you.
I love you too.
Bye bye.
Hello.
You able to talk now?
Well, I mean, what I wanted to tell you is I had to make this switch because of the party being switched, and you don't even call like, to find out anything. You know,
it seems like you knew the entire time.
No, I didn't know the entire
time. It really seemed it, though.
Would you shut up and listen for a minute?
Oh.
I knew that there was a change because of the weather. There's a hurricane coming.
Huh.
And Brooke said to me in the text, do you think you could switch it if it's possible to another day?
Didn't we have this entire talk yesterday?
Well, what I'm saying to you is, it's very clear to me that you really don't even want to come in and see Nani. It's just with your stupid voice. That's really why you were coming. It had nothing to do with Nani, right?
I didn't think I was coming. I thought you were driving to me.
No, I'm not doing that. Because today's the party, and then tomorrow, she barely is even going to come out.
Yeah, she said she didn't want to go out.
And now I'm stuck thinking, what am I supposed to do?
Horrible. Oh, so you saw her for dinner last night?
She didn't want to go, but I spent hours with her. I got there at 2 o'clock and I didn't leave till 8:30. I was there the whole day and she was in a terrible...
I fell asleep at 5 p.m. yesterday.
She was terrible. She didn't want to go to dinner. She was, like, depressed.
Right.
She was, like, teary-eyed.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. She was so good the day before.
Some fake, a lot for real. She seems in a much better mood today. I just said, hello, happy birthday, and she said, I'm in the shower. I'll speak later.
She said that?
But yeah, she said she's in the she's always in the shower.
You don't even care. Like, I'm trying to tell you, work out that maybe you could see her when I'm not there. Maybe you could go today. Maybe you could, you know, I'll see her tomorrow, but you don't care because it's only that your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I was going to see her even before these toys were set to come.
You know, there's just a million boxes in here, and I'm sick of it, and you're not doing it anymore. And if I get any more, I'm throwing them out.
What?
Why are you doing this? Why are you torturing me with these
things? I'm not trying to, and I have anxiety and depression over it daily that they're there and that, like, I had to put them there.
Why do you get even involved with this? And half of them are coming open. I just want to tell you that.
Really?
Yes, they're not packaged properly.
What do you mean by open?
It's a joke. Like, they're not packaged properly. There's holes in it. The opening of
a lot of them seem to.
Like,
holes, tamper.
They don't even put effort into how they package it. It's crazy.
I think some people in the post office have gotten mad at me by now because a few of them had to yell at me. One really yelled at me, but others. He said, who has more information? Me at an angry Latino. Me at an old man. At a 10 with all my.
Fun of other people. The point is that you shouldn't be doing this and sending them to me. Don't you understand? You have a place that you like to live in. Send it there and deal with it there. I shouldn't need to be dealing with this. I have enough crap to do.
I know. I'm sending it to you because the Latino people in my place are making fun.
I have enough crap to deal with. I have work full time. You don't work.
No.
You have a mother.
Don't. All right. I'll come. I'm coming in 2 weeks to get every package that is there, and then that's it. That's it.
You said that last time.
Well, I know. This is literally, like, the last of the batch that I thought you would just, like, hand them off, but, like, there's no opportunity.
No,
so, like,
no way.
I'm
not doing it. I'm not touching them. It's disgusting.
So, I have to come when I see... I'm going to go get to the Hamptons one more time, so I'll see you then. That's it.
We're going this weekend if you want to do it this weekend.
This coming weekend.
Saying,
is Harrison going? I said I'd be doing that, right?
I'm going.
I guess I'll come if Nani comes because I didn't see her for her birthday. So let me know if she comes.
You know,
what?
Just by yourself. I asked yesterday, call Nani. I'm going to see if the hearing aids are working. I don't even hear from you. You're home by yourself.
Why?
Uh-huh. Sometimes I don't even believe that you're home. You're probably doing all this stuff.
Huh.
I don't understand that somebody's home doesn't answer the phone. It's just like, you're so mysterious. Like,
why would he talk to you? I spoke to you yesterday.
You're
what?
So fake. You're so fake. I mean, really, you're such a phone.
Am I?
Yes. You act like you're home all the time. You're probably going out to meet things and not even telling people. Because you don't answer your phone, you don't answer your texts. I needed someone to call her. I had a call. Stephanie to call her to make sure it was really late this morning.
Stephanie? Why not Juliet, though?
She was feeding the baby. Everybody's got stuff to do but you. What do you have to do that's so urgent that you can't pick up a phone?
I spoke to you and Nani yesterday, like, at least once each. Like, I didn't want to, like...
Yeah, but I needed to tell.
Oh, and also, I knew you would know if her hearing aid worked, because she would be able to hear, and then the other person would have a better experience, but, like...
But that's what I needed to see, that someone...
So why didn't she call your phone in a different room?
Because I have to be next to her.
What about Joe?
It's a different kind of voice. It's a deeper voice. I needed, like, a woman's voice.
A woman's voice.
Like yours. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Fuck
me. Sometimes you act so stupid on the phone. It's like a woman's voice.
Yeah. I know.
I'm kidding. You have a deep voice.
What? Yeah, I do. I really do.
And you really, really need to. The same way I'm telling Nani she needs a psychiatrist.
Right.
You do also.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Oh, for when no OP. Rather than.
I'm not taking any more packages as of today. That's it.
Wait.
I'm not taking any more into the house.
Wait! Where are they going to go?
I don't know. I'm going to leave them there. If you get wet, I don't care. Did you see what I had to go
through? You're
going to
leave... Alright, so then, if you're leaving them out, like, on the side of the house, in the shed, where are you leaving them?
I'm just leaving them in the front door.
Oh my god. Because I still need to get them after, like, this weekend. I guess, like, 5 days out. We'll take them in before you go to the Hamptons, at least in the main corridor, because I'll get them this weekend.
How are you going to get them?
Why?
How are you going to get them? What's the plan? You have none.
Yeah. That's pretty true.
And also, today is your grandmother's birthday. You can't make a trip to see her for the day. I may bring over a cake later. You said no, but I think I'm going to do it after the party.
What time?
I'm going to try to bring a cake over.
Six?
What?
Six?
I don't know, six, seven, something like that. But why can't you go over and, like, just, I don't know, keep her company or something?
I don't know.
You have no desire.
Well, how do you know I would say no? You already picked up saying that I said no if I didn't even call you.
Because you haven't said it yet.
Why?
You haven't said it because you haven't said it yet. Like, oh, it's Nani's birthday. I really should go.
Right.
You don't even care. It's all fake.
Oh,
my
God.
Fake.
Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah.
Shit. I mean, because it has nothing to do with your toys.
What?
I feel you only go to...
No, I had more toys coming, so I knew I had to make a meetup with you either way. And I said I agreed to Nani's thing before these toys were coming, even. So...
Mm-hmm. It's just so sick behavior.
Yeah, it really is. But...
Yeah. And the obsessiveness of buying things, like, it's just... So
compulsive and tormented,
and
distraught, anxiously depraved. What?
Getting in fights with stupid people about purchases.
So many.
It's just so lame.
Herbert, too. That's
I mean,
index.
You're not doing it for, like, to sell.
No.
And you don't like this room where you can...
Well, they make
them.
Me happy, I guess. Yeah.
But why is that? Is that very bizarre? You're 27 years old, and a toy makes you happy?
Yeah, they genuinely make me pretty happy, unfortunately. I guess because I saw like 50-year-old guys, like creepy 60-year-olds even into it, that I'm like it got destigmatized, so there was no reason not to enjoy it if I found out that like some people who have like wives, I guess, don't find it that weird. The wives get really mad. They're
and
always
there's nothing
weird.
Else that makes you happy?
Not right now. I don't have a dog. I don't have a girl or a job. That much money.
Always gonna get you closer to that other stuff.
So, like, I don't get so depressed that, like, I would want to, like, drink more or, like, do some other weird vice. Like, the toys is the most controllable thing that I could divulge or indulge in anything, really. That's why I do it.
Well, why don't you substitute it with another healthier behavior? Like, taking a walk or something?
Yeah. A walk? Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or do it like by, you know, making an effort to like look for a job or something else.
Yeah, that's in the program.
Oh, you need such help. I know I don't understand
mm-hmm.
you at all.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
And if you feel that depressed, you should be under medication.
Right.
Controlled medication, not just
right, right. That's also a different type of thing.
Right.
Like, people who are on antidepressants, like, have shot up buildings and shit if they were on it from a very young age. Not, the vast majority don't do anything stupid, but that's the extreme, and it just makes your brain think in, like, sort of schizophrenic ways if, like... I think if you go off and there's... What? Yeah. Right.
I think a lot of people go...
Yeah, no, I thought the toys were, like, I guess, better than... Than my...
Well, maybe not the medication, but you need to talk to someone about
it. Yeah, like, the toys, like, seemed, like, almost cheaper than being addicted to therapy, but it ends up being, like, the same price.
All right.
Yeah, no, I thought therapy was fake, but if I'm fake, then I'm literally the fake one. That's why therapy really didn't work, I guess. I'm the fake one posing as real, or they're the real one posing as fake.
It's hard to say.
Impossible,
you
nearly.
Care
what?
But you don't really seem to care about your grandmother.
Well, I called her before I called you one or two times, and we spoke briefly. I'm literally going to call her again after this. And, like, I was ready to see her tomorrow, so you canceling on me, that's, like, not even, like, fair, I guess, to see. dub me and then think.
I'm
right,
not canceling tomorrow, but she probably doesn't want to do it. And how?
Okay, so Nani, so then you anger for her cancelage when I said I'll reschedule with you next
yeah,
weekend.
Yeah, but how are you gonna come in during a storm? So you're not gonna want to do it.
Then why are you mad at me because of the storm then?
Because today is her birthday.
So and I'll call her again today.
No, but maybe this is a nice thing. Like, we were there with her from, like, I'm telling you, it was, like, 2:30 till 8:30. And she was so depressed. Even while
she hasn't been very happy with me, I'll be honest.
Why?
She thinks I'm gay. But, just, like, gay at life. And I've been being pretty gay about life. And,
Alright, look, I don't want to talk about this. It's just stuff, bullshit. I don't even know what that means, gay on life.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Like, so Herbie, you're essentially not even a male. Yeah, that's it. And then I provoked the rumors when I got angry. I thought she was judging me or treating me out of character, so. And, like, she said, like, you're not one of us if you're a gay or something. So I said, so what if I am? And I got angry at her for, even for something that, like, if I said I was a Republican or I think I'm black, like, it would be the same thing. But, like, so ready to disown.
But
it's just her.
Very
yeah,
okay.
She is old-fashioned.
It's not, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah. She is,
are you ready to come out as gay?
The toys would be pretty gay, but, no.
Okay. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Really.
That's good.
No, it doesn't.
I'm glad.
It doesn't matter to you, brothers, you are. Does nobody
is he gay?
He's gonna judge you.
He's not, though, is he?
I don't know. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
But
so
maybe
true.
That's why you're acting sometimes.
All right, so we'll be gay together.
Someone can't come out.
Yeah, you have two gay sons. It's perfectly fine.
Sometimes they.
You'll be awarded the Medal of the Community for your efforts. Even
wants,
you're a widow at it.
My friend wants.
The Millennium Woman. What can she, Falcon?
My friend Rich Weinberg has two sons, twins,
that's
and they're
nice.
Both gay.
Oh, beautiful.
Doesn't matter.
Wonder. Yeah.
I love you anyway. It doesn't matter.
Thank you. That's way more than Nani was willing to give at any point
of
time.
Of course.
Yeah.
If you think
well,
you
yeah.
love
it's,
you
that's
you. Think Allie.
Harrison's ex? You talk to Allie?
Not really. But
yeah. Yeah, you. Why even bother with her? Like, she's probably just mooching what I would do if I wasn't a man, I guess. I don't know. Like, she doesn't see societal expectation to do her part, and she says, why should I? My parents are vipers. I'll bite them or something. Who knows?
No, but what I'm saying is sometimes I think some of her emotional problems.
Yeah. A lot. But there's so many corporate people who are gay and, like, do well in, like, businesses, and a lot of times they get propped up even because they're gay, or in spite of it, and because of it. So it's almost like a strength to have in a lot of ways if you're trying to have a corporate outlook or some type of nuanced, like, artistic way. So the benefits at this point seem to outweigh the consequences. It's a shame, really.
Well, what I'm saying is
what?
That...
Just disenfranchised, plain cis white male. What?
Sometimes, you know, she has a lot of emotional problems.
Yeah. Depressed, anxious, yeah.
It's the root of it.
The overthinking shit is that's a Jewish part. A lot of overly anxious and, like, skittish, like, almost effeminate Jewish nerdy men, they seem gay, but they're just very Jewish. Like, there were so many rabbis, and they may have been pedos, but I don't think they were. And, like, I asked someone, like, you think they're gay or autistic? He's like, no, they're just very Jewish.
And who said that?
This Dominican kid, but this kid also pathologically lied about his uncle being the president of the Dominican Republic. And
don't use that no-go like that in your
from Haiti. She told me that her uncle was the mayor and her father
what?
Was the...
How are you keeping up with the lies that I just invoked? So, what are you getting at? You want me to say
yeah,
I'm gay?
This conversation's over.
Yeah, it was clear when you brought up the
homo. I don't have time for this right now.
No way.
No.
One mil.
Is that what you're trying to tell me, that you're gay?
It seems like that's what you've been wanting me to say for the not really longest time. So unfortunate.
Well, you're not interested in girls.
No, I'm not.
Right?
I quit them because I saw they had the hearts colder than the souls of men. There's so many like nice like people and guys go out on dates and the females literally only seem to be interested in getting a Jason Momoa type and they never get anything close, but the women seem to be analyzing the guys like crazy and the guys are trying to be a gent.
You're looking in the wrong places. You're looking in the wrong places.
Toy stores.
And Jason Momoa types. Was Daddy a Jason Momoa type?
He wasn't the first person you were engaged to, though.
But that doesn't mean anything.
Right.
He's a person...
No, I didn't say girls get Momoa. They look for creepy, mutanic iterations on the spectrum. Anything that mortally resembles a Momoa adult. I'm not saying... Even
you know,
it looks totally like the image
ridiculous.
Of what that is,
really
just a pillar of a community.
Ridiculous.
Women want a guy who's at least the best at something so they can brag to their friends and fam and not feel
right,
like their life is a waste.
That's a cynical way of looking at why people wind up with each other. It's just very cynical.
The guy has to show he can provide
it's just very
some
cynical.
Shape or form.
You have a cynical outlook.
Realist?
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
Very
extremely
not
iconic.
Not...
Cataton. It's Titanic. It's cataclysmic. An effort. An effort. Afrikaan. It's not funny like Farrakhan.
Love you.
Hi. Don't throw the toys. Oh my god. Oh shit. Oh shit.
Hello, we are not a...
Hello?
My dear. I'm a gay.
What?
I'm a gay.
You're gay? You're
yeah.
happy about it?
I love it.
You're not?
No.
So don't be gay.
Alright. Yeah, I won't. I'm not gonna do
it. How are you dressed? Do you look unusual?
I put on a dress.
Huh?
I grew my hair out nice, and I have a wig.
You got your hair...
I have a wig, yeah.
And huh?
My friend gave me his wig.
You have it. You have your hair cut again?
David had a bunch of wigs, brought them down on over, and then we tried them out, and it was mad
oh,
funny
that's
cool.
Too much.
We played Kissy Heaven in the damn 20s.
Oh, so what do you want me to say, and what do you want me to do?
There is a psychological phenomenon known as learned helplessness, and the experiments conducted way back decades ago that established this phenomenon were really quite terrible. What they would do is take dogs, and for some of them at least, they would force them to endure a punishment. For example, they would receive electric shocks, and there was nothing they could do to prevent those shocks. For other dogs, there were actually little levers or a fence they could hop over that would stop the shocks. Now, later on, they took all of those dogs and they tested them again, but in environments where every one of those dogs had the opportunity to avoid the shocks by taking some action. Now, what was found was those dogs that had been forced to endure the shocks and had no way of stopping them just kind of came to accept the shocks, even when there were actions that they could take which would stop them. So, this is learned helplessness. They have learned that there's nothing they can do to stop that uncomfortable situation. There's a related study carried out with adults where they were trying to complete a task, except there was this distracting noise playing. Now, some of the adults had the ability to turn off that noise, whereas others did not. It was not under their control. And when you look at the performance, the adults who had the control to turn off the noise performed better, even when they didn't actually exercise that control. So they just let the noise play, but the knowledge that they could shut it off if they... they wanted to, made them perform better. I have worked at many jobs now, some very menial and some more managerial or entrepreneurial, like I was basically running the show.
I love you.
I love you too. Okay, sweetheart, I love you. Okay, I love you no matter what.
I'm straight. Okay? I'm straight.
Okay?
Not gay.
I have a terrible headache. I took 2 Tylenol. I had a terrible... I don't usually get headaches like this. Please, let me rest a while and I'll talk to you later in the day. Or the tonight, I could talk. I can't talk now, sweetheart. Please understand me. I don't feel good. I want to get dressed. Okay, bye-bye, honey.
I love you so much.
Girl in the fantasy world, with me. starting.